Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Three researchers from China's Wuhan Institute of Virology sought hospital care in November at Glus. New details on the number of researchers affected, the timing of their illnesses, and their hospital visits add to the theory the COVID-19 virus could have escaped from the Wuhan laboratory. Dr. Anthony Fauci admits now he is not convinced the COVID-19 virus has a natural origin. China has suffered two intense earthquakes in the past 2 days with at least nearly 3,000 foreshocks and aftershocks affecting areas across western China. Many residents in quake-hit areas of Yunnan and Qinghai provinces say they had to take rescues into their own hands as help did not arrive soon enough. Drug overdoses killed more than 700 people in San Francisco, California in 2020, while the coronavirus pandemic, which shut down the city, killed fewer than 300. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Members of George Floyd's family and others joined activists and citizens in Minneapolis on Sunday for a march that was one of several events planned nationwide to mark the one-year anniversary of George Floyd's death. Hundreds of people gathered for the rally in front of the courthouse in downtown Minneapolis, where the Chauvin trial concluded a month ago. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas seems to be holding. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken discussed the agreement that brought an end to the 11 days of fighting on ABC's This Week.
President Biden's focus on relentless, determined, but quiet diplomacy is what got us to where we needed to be, which is to get the violence ended as quickly as possible, to stop more human suffering, and to at least put ourselves in a position to make a turn, to make a pivot, to building something more positive. That has to start now.
Last week's ceasefire came after more than 250 people were killed and hundreds more injured in the fighting between Israel and Hamas.
The ceasefire was brokered by Egyptian authorities. This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Arizona lawmakers are asking President Biden to remove Vice President Kamala Harris as their border czar. They claim Harris has ignored the border crisis. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Arizona's Attorney General has sent a letter to the White House calling for the removal of Vice President Kamala Harris from her position, leading efforts to combat the immigration crisis on the southern border. Mark Brnovich explained to Fox News why he's calling for her resignation from that position.
The Biden administration has completely ignored law enforcement, whether that's at the local level or whether it's even at the state AG level. And as a result of that, literally hundreds of thousands of people are streaming across our southern border illegally. Since Joe Biden appointed her the border czar, it's been approximately 480,000 people have illegally crossed our southern border. Put that in context, that's like the entire population of Kansas City or Minneapolis just since she's been the border czar. And as you alluded to in the package earlier, we have seen in law enforcement a dramatic spike in drugs like fentanyl and heroin coming across our border. Mm-hmm. Drugs are not only going to stay here in Arizona or Texas, but that's going to poison neighborhoods throughout our entire country.
Harris was assigned to the border crisis by President Biden in late March. In a once-in-a-lifetime event, the night sky on Wednesday will be both the brightest and darkest ever seen because of a total lunar eclipse. This week's full moon will be the second supermoon of the season, appearing brighter and larger than usual Wednesday morning. People who live in western North America, western South America, and eastern Asia will have the best views of the flower blood moon, according to astronomers. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us for the ride. And we've got George Barna, the professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Hey, George, how we doing, buddy?
Doing pretty well. And you?
Hey, doing terrific. I mean, I'm still in the free Florida state of the United States. You know, so they got it figured out here. They've had it figured out for a while, so we're not mask confused like some people are.
Well, save some room for me, would you?
Hey, plenty of room down here. You'd love it. Plus, you especially, well, you got a pretty good tax break there in Arizona. It's not too bad. But, some beautiful people are here as well. So either way, you can't lose. But, hey, I want to talk to you about your latest report, Millennials Driving a Seismic Generational Worldview Shift Away from the Faith. What's happening here, George?
Well, you know, we've been tracking this. I mean, anybody who's been paying attention for the last 20-plus years would say, yawn. But what we know is that most people don't pay attention to this. And so it might be startling to them, the fact that really the millennials are driving a spiritual revolution of incredible proportions when we look at the things that they believe and do in terms of faith and how that translates into their daily lifestyles. They're really pushing us into a very different kind of existence, one where they really don't want God, they don't want the Bible, they don't want the church, they don't want traditional morality. And because America tends not to think very deeply about these things, when somebody puts energy behind it, as we've seen with much of the progressive movement, the rest of America rolls over and plays dead, and that's what's happening.
Yeah, it's amazing the percentage of people actually that we're talking about. What kind of numbers are we looking at?
Well, when you talk about the millennials, I mean, we're talking about, 420, probably 60, 70, 75 million people. I mean, it's quite a bit of people. I mean, they're a full generation now. The way that we look at it, they're between the ages of 18 to 36 right now. So they're our youngest adult generation, but keep in mind that's critically important because that also makes them our dominant parenting generation.
Exactly.
Not only do they have a lot of political influence, but they've got influence in the home as well. So it's a very, very significant block, and that's why advertisers, you know, tend to buy advertising and media geared toward that group. They're getting more money. They have more influence.
Well, when I say about percentage, yes, I know the size of the millennial demographic, but of that demographic, what are we saying, 60%, 70% of millennials are embracing this shift?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're probably looking at upwards of 3/4 of this group.
Yes.
And,
wow.
You know, one way of getting a sense of where they're coming from is just to look at how many of them have a biblical worldview. As a generation, we're talking only 4%, but when you look at the second half of that generation, then we're talking about only 2%. So, you know, it's clearly moving in the wrong direction. It was small to begin
exactly.
with.
Wow, that is huge. And as you say, these are the parents. These are the parents of tomorrow, and then the generation that they raise. Boy, the future of a godless society here in America scares me, George.
Well, and it should. It should scare all of us. And you know, we can say, well, you know, they're the parents, but what we also know from our study of parenting in America is that most of today's parents don't spend an awful lot of time and energy literally parenting their children. What they do instead is they've embraced the cultural mindset of, I can subcontract this out to the people who like to do this, who know how to do this, who want to do this, and I don't. I want to go out, I want to make money, I want to go out and have fun, I want to be happy. And so, I mean, even within that framework of parenting, there's another little mini revolution that's taken place that's saying, you know what, the media and the government are just having more and more influence on our kids handed to them by parents.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a whole nother discussion with the critical race theory, parents now raising a fuss, and some being very successful, George. But we really need a bonfire, an actual revival of success happening from coast to coast. Do parents realize that, yeah, I am the parents. These are my children. I need to be responsible to make sure that they're being educated in the way that they should go. And with proper educational tools, not with something, you know, some form of indoctrination.
Well, and frankly, we have to look at the big picture and say, okay, so where is the Christian church in all of this? And the basic answer is, well, the church called in absent this year, you know, and last year and the year before. It's hard to imagine a louder or a clearer or a more direct challenge to the future of the Christian faith in the United States. When we look at what's happening here, we know that this is a time when leaders, when people of strong principles, when people of ironclad convictions and values would stand up and say, enough, not on my watch, this is wrong, we're going to change this right now. We haven't been doing that, and so things have gotten out of hand. It's going to be a lot tougher to turn it around. It can be done. But it's got to be intentional and strategic, and it's got to be immediate.
How do you talk with them, George? Because it seems that they're becoming more and more ideologically fixed. And as you and I understand, when somebody is ideologically fixed, unless you're of the same ideology, it's the wrong gospel, wrong church.
Yeah, and that's a great point, because this is a generation that prides itself on its reputation for being tolerant and diverse. The reality is that what the data shows, based on their opinions and their reporting, is that they're more eager to get even with other people. They treat people situationally. They don't believe in the golden rule. They do censor alternative points of view because they don't want to be exposed to that kind of thinking. And so it is very difficult. But, you know, the key here, as it always has been in Christian ministry and particularly in evangelism, is build the relationships. You can't influence people unless you have their trust. And, you know, you're not going to get their trust unless you invest in that relationship. So before we have the chance to start telling them, hey, look, there's a different way, we believe a better way of doing it, let me explain what it is. Hopefully you've seen it in my life, but now let's have a chance to talk about it, because they do like to talk about these things with people they trust. So
yes,
that's really
exactly.
going to be a critical element.
And you've got to make up some time, because sadly, in the case of the parents who should have led, and other people maybe that have spoken into their, you know, should have been speaking, or maybe have been speaking into their lives, this is going to be a process, isn't it?
Well, it really is, and you know, you bring up a great point, and that's that this takes time. This doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen automatically. And part of the challenge to most Americans right now is that we have no margin in our lives. We filled it up from the time time we get up till the time we go to bed. The schedule's pretty full. Now, not all of that is essential activity, but it's activity that we're planning to do. And so what we're talking about doing here, Bill, you know, of engaging people in relationships and in serious conversations and potentially in life transformation, that's not easy and it doesn't happen quickly. So we're going to have to make some room in our schedules very intentionally for this kind of activity.
Without a doubt. We got to go to break. We've got more from George Barna after this. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
This is Don Shane with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. Nigeria is included in the U.S. State Department's list of countries of particular concern regarding religious persecution. Christians in Nigeria face abductions, bombings, attacks, and executions because of their faith. But listeners of the Tide Gospel program know that God is in control during these perilous times. Some are even seeing God work miracles. One listener shared how he had been blind for years, but while listening to the Tide program in his own language, he prayed for healing and regained his sight. It is so encouraging to see people in Nigeria pursuing a relationship with God and finding hope and provision through Him. It's also inspiring to note that their primary focus is on what God does for them as opposed to what people bring against them. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is helping people across the world to experience the love of Christ, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Independent. We are, just the way you'd like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. George Barna is our guest, a professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center, ACU, and we're talking about the millennials driving a seismic, and I mean seismic, generational worldview shift away from faith. You know, George, when you consider really and how short a time this has taken place, I mean, we're talking, you know, perhaps less than a generation that this shift has taken place?
Yeah, very much. Yep. And you know, so we could see it starting. I mean, it's kind of interesting if you think of the different adult generations that we have. You have the builders and the boomers, in other words, all the people 55 or older now. And those two generations, I mean, they kind of fought over theology and stuff back in the 50s and 60s, early 70s. But they're pretty much in line with each other. You've got Gen X, which followed the boomers, people now in their mid-30s to mid-50s, and they were kind of the on-the-fence group. They were the shift that started to take place. And then you look at the millennials, and they've planted their flag deeply in the soil, and they've said, okay, what Gen X started, we're running with it. We're going full bore with it. We're going to take it over the line. And they really have. This is a group that, although they don't have that kind of leadership yet that's emerged that espouses a common vision, they've bought it. You have to wonder why, and I think you can point to things like the media and the schools.
Without a doubt, yes.
As the ones that made it happen.
Yeah, the media, including big tech. I mean, these kids that are running around with these powerful computers in their hands and how they're being influenced and indoctrinated. You know, it's been said that, you know, culture or politics is downstream of culture. And exactly what you just explained is exactly what's happening in the body politic, isn't it?
Well, it really is. And, you know, again, when you look at all the dominant institutions in our culture, that's being redefined as well by these generations. So one of those institutions that we've relied on since the beginning of the Republic were our churches. Mm. But now we've got a generation that says, nah, we're reshaping everything. Churches are out. You know, other things are in. But churches are not going to have the kind of influence they've had. So I think as we look to the future with millennials in positions of leadership, some of the things that churches have always counted on, some of the benefits that they've had, you know, whether it was tax breaks or land use regulation, relaxation, I mean, certain things, they're not going to be getting that anymore. A lot of that's going to be withdrawn. It's going to be
exactly.
A very different future.
You know, what you're suggesting here, George, which really scares me, is that this generation is setting itself up for a charismatic figure who comes on the scene with a engaging idea and vision, and they will follow.
Well, and I think what you're describing is what, in conversation with my friends, I refer to as the anti-Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the fact that Trump was so strong in his beliefs and his positions, and he didn't waver, and he was predictable, and he really had an ideology that he followed through. Millennials hated it.
Yes.
But if there was somebody that had their theology, that had their ideology, and had that same kind of strength behind all of that, oh, man, they'd latch onto him like glue on paper.
Yeah, what a force that could be, and not necessarily a force for good, because then at that point, I mean, what's the end game here? And I think that's the opportunity for those of us that want to speak into the minds of these millennials, is to be able to talk, you know, about the basic virtues of our belief principles, like life.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I look at all these things as a sociologist, I mean, I've come to understand that America doesn't have a political crisis, doesn't have an economic crisis, it has a worldview crisis.
Yes.
And when I look at worldview, there are a lot of things that you need to measure, because the Bible covers everything in life. It's there to prepare us and equip us for every situation. But there are certain things that worldview-wise, we've got to get right, or nothing else is going to make sense. So we look at, you know, what people believe about the Bible, about truth, about God, about salvation, about purpose, about success, about morality. If we can get those core elements lined up, you know, along with how God has taught us, how he's prepared us to succeed in life, we'll do well. But right now, we've got a generation that doesn't believe in the Bible, doesn't believe there's absolute moral truth, doesn't believe that God exists, doesn't believe that there is eternal salvation through Christ, believes that the purpose of life is happiness, believes that success has nothing to do with consistent obedience to God, believes that morality is determined by one's own feel, by one's own feelings and reasoning. Mm-hmm. And so you put that together, and that's a recipe for real failure.
Without a doubt. George, are they blaming God because, families have disintegrated? What's happening, with teenagers, the pressures, like you said, and the propagandizement of the mainstream media, social media, what's happened with the abortion issue. But I think more significantly, and I mentioned this early, that because of the disintegration and the attack on the family unit, these institutions that God has put into play, including the church, as you mentioned as well, all these institutions are all being questioned by the millennials and saying, hey, look, they're just not working for us.
Yeah, I mean, it's all that and more, because what it comes down to is we turn from trying to be selfless to being comfortable with being selfish. And so that process has been exacerbated by the fact that they did not have good role models when they were growing up. Their parents weren't necessarily showing them a better way. And so they turned to celebrities, and celebrities have failed us left and right. And so basically what they've come back to is, I guess it's up to me. It's all on my shoulders. Mm-hmm. I'm the only one who knows what makes me feel good, what makes me feel happy. I'm going to have to be my own God.
Yeah, nothing new under the sun. We're back to pursuing our own pleasure. Boy, is this dangerous.
Well, it certainly is. And, nevertheless, we can talk all the gloom and doom, but there's always a solution. And the solution here for believers is to recognize it's not up to an institution to fix this. It's not up to the schools or media to fix it. It's up to you and me. That's why God has us here at this time. And so we have to recognize that he puts us in the situations for a purpose, for his purposes. And a new skill that it would be incumbent upon believers to develop is opening our eyes wide and being sensitive to why God has us in any given situation at any given moment. It's our opportunity to be his hands and his feet in that moment to the people whom we could possibly influence. Those are the ones we need to develop relationships with. Those are the ones we need to model a different lifestyle for. But we've got to be conscious of this role that we now play as God's remnant in a hurting and dying world, one that's denying him to their detriment. But we can help be part of the solution to that problem.
George, I sense that there's a higher calling for genuineness. That God is calling us to be, to be vulnerable, to be honest, to be able to tell these God-like stories, these God stories that each of us has, like the blind man. Don't understand it. All I know, blind, now I see. These testimonies that the mainstream media, social media has canceled, but yet are so true that really you cannot steal, because these are personal encounters with God that no matter what you do or what you say, we know they're real.
Yeah, it's a great point, because we know that the two younger adult generations, both Gen X and millennials, respond to authenticity. That's what they're looking for. That's what they didn't get when they were growing up. They were told one thing, and then they'd watch their parents, their teachers, their politicians do another thing. And so they're less bogus. But like you say, when we bring our personal narrative, our stories about the reality of what God has done in our life, that's one thing that they respond to positively. But the other thing that we found in our research is that you only continue to have positive impact in their lives if you are consistent. And so that consistency is part of authenticity, but it's so imperative that we remain consistent. We know who we are, whose we are, why we're here, and what we're seeking to do, and to do it with God's truth and God's love.
George Barna has been our guest, the professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George, as always, we thank you. You're a blessing. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks, Bill. Good to be with you.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.75% with a 2.76% APR, with no points or lender fees. Incredible! Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.76% APR. Today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. Rates subject to change. Need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Three researchers from China's Wuhan Institute of Virology sought hospital care in November of 2019, months before China disclosed the COVID-19 virus was loose. New details on the number of researchers affected, the timing of their illnesses, and their hospital visits add to the theory the COVID-19 virus could have escaped from the Wuhan laboratory. Dr. Anthony Fauci admits now he is not convinced the COVID-19 virus has a natural origin. China has suffered two intense earthquakes in the past 2 days with at least nearly 3,000 foreshocks and aftershocks affecting areas across western China. Many residents in quake-hit areas of Yunnan and Qinghai provinces say they had to take rescues into their own hands as help did not arrive soon enough. Drug overdoses killed more than 700 people in San Francisco, California in 2020, while the coronavirus pandemic, which shut down the city, killed fewer than 300. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Adam Angieski from Open the Books is with us. You know, Adam, first, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Great, Bill. Thanks for having me on the program.
It's kind of amazing, you know, the way when they talk about spending the people's money, and it's, they don't even really stop to consider that it is the people's money. Somehow they just have this blank open checkbook or plastic credit card or whatever that they're writing on the backs of generations ahead of us. I mean, forget about us, because we have nothing left. I mean, they've all but turned us upside down and have shaken out the last penny out of our penny loafers. It's that bad. It's now after the kids and grandkids that they've gone over. But it's amazing, though, because we the people have been so numb with these dollar figures. You know, millions of dollars doesn't mean anything. You know, it doesn't count until it hits the billions of dollars, and then we start adding it up and looking at trillions. I mean, this has really gone out of control. It reminds you whatever Dick Dickerson said years ago. He says, you know, a million here and a million there, before you know it, you're talking real money, right? But now we're talking trillions.
Well, and I think the federal government last year spent $7 trillion, the most in American history. This has never been spent before. So, Bill, our auditors at OpenTheBooks.com, we've tracked the national debt over the years. So in 2008, when Barack Obama took office as president, the national debt was about $10 trillion. After 8 years, when President Trump was elected president, the national debt was about $18 trillion. And after 4 years in a pandemic, when Joe Biden enters office, the national debt is $28 trillion. And then Joe Biden and the Democrats, no Republicans voted for the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Act. Mm-hmm. And that pushes, every dime of that is borrowed, that pushes the national debt north of $30 trillion. I just heard a congressman on a private phone call last week tell all of us that the national debt's going in short order, going north of $35 trillion. So spending is completely out of control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and every time they talk about, you know, these big packages and infrastructure programs, there's no sense of counterbalancing. It's just, okay, well, we'll just go and, you know, print up some more money and no consideration whatsoever of effectiveness. I think one of the first conversations you and I had years ago, Adam, was, you know, some consideration, and nobody was even talking about this, is, first of all, starting out with what kind of government, what size of government can we afford? I mean, like every family, the basic question, you know, that every family comes to around the dining table is saying, hey, look, we got X amount of dollars coming in, and this is the kind of, you know, lifestyle, the home, the cars, college, and that we can afford. You know, they don't have the luxury like the government does just to say, okay, well, we'll just keep dreaming on and, you know, keep buying votes essentially and keep spending money because, you know, we've got control of the printing presses, which are probably the next best thing to the Dominion voting machines these days, right?
So what has happened is Congress, through that $1.9 trillion American Rescue Act, they flooded local communities across the entire country. 30,000 local communities, obviously the 50 state governments, the seven U.S. territories, and 600 tribes received $350 billion out of that bill. It's so much money the local communities are having a hard time even spending it. So
yeah, they can't even spend it all. It's amazing, yeah.
That last week in the newspaper, Syracuse, New York, the city council voted for a $75,000 mural funded by COVID-19 stimulus money from the American Rescue Act. So, you know, you heard that correctly. It's a proposal to spend $75,000, your tax dollars, on a 60-foot, it's massive, painting of four Syracuse basketball legends by an L.A.-based artist. And look, this is waste. This is not how COVID-19 money should be being spent. But there's so much money, they don't know how to spend it. They're coming up with these frivolous projects. We're asking the American people to reach out to our auditors at OpenTheBooks.com. Just send me an email at adam@OpenTheBooks.com with the examples of how your community is spending their COVID-19 quote-unquote bailout. We want to feature all these in the national press.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing. It has gotten so out of control, Adam, that, I mean, they're so prolific that you can look to the local communities because they're wondering, they're going, well, we see this happening. What do we do? You know, the news isn't reporting on it. So this is a great way and, you know, for them to get the information out there. And then you can put it in the national spectrum. And of course, you'll come on the show and we're going to report on it as well. Exactly. So I would do that. Take Adam's heed and his gift here. Please send him the information. What's happening in your local community? We need to get eyes and ears at the ground floor level because that's when this stuff can really get out of hand. I mean, the fact that you've got $76,000 for a mural, really? I mean, that's what we need. That's how it needs to be spent. I mean, because they're ill-prepared. I mean, what this says is there's no vision for this money. They're ill-prepared. It's there, and there's probably some pressure from the feds saying, look, you got to spend it in so much time. See, and what this is reminiscent of all over again, Adam, is like what happens at the end of the government fiscal year, you know, in the 30 days between, what is it, the last 30 days of September or something, when the books are closed on the year. The federal government starts spending like drunken sailors, and that's when they start, you know, spending $10,000 for a box of No. 2 Ticonderoga pencils. I mean, just to get the money vacated so they can have more money next year. I mean, it's so insane and irresponsible.
You're right, Bill. This is like a use-it-or-lose-it spending spree on steroids. Use-it-or-lose-it spending at the federal level in the last 30 days, they blow out over $100 billion worth of contracts. It's
amazing.
Basically one out of every, I think it's six or seven contracts on the year gets blown out in the last 30 days. Well, this is a $350 billion end of year spending spree. And think about this. Everybody listening to the program today on hundreds of radio stations, which, by the way, if you give us a good example, you'll hear this on Bill's show. with hundreds of radio stations across the country. But California, after Congress voted to bail out California as a part of that American Rescue Act, $42 billion was sent to California, the state of California and its municipalities, $42 billion of your money. The state announces a $75 billion budget surplus. So the state portion of the congressional bailout was $26.5 billion, and they now have that on top of their $75 billion worth of budget surplus. So they never needed our money, but we're funding the state of California. Our tax dollars are going to the Golden State, and they won't even show us their state checkbook. We're suing for it in California District Court.
Well, of course they're not going to show it. They've never been believers of you know, accountability and to be able to look at and be transparent. I mean, they talk about it, but they never follow up on it. And the thing is, it's interesting. California was already in trouble with its unions, right? I mean, they were, and this is pretty much the case in all these blue states where they're upside down with union responsibilities and contracts, right, for their pension funds.
So just today from the LA Daily News, I have an email, top of my email, that parents are demanding that the Los Angeles Unified School District fully reopen in the fall. There's a massive question whether they're even going to fully reopen next fall for crying out loud. And look, today, and it's really good news, the number of new cases have dropped to a low not seen since March of 2020. We're a nation of 330 million people, and there was only 12,000 cases announced in the last day. So the number of new cases on COVID-19 is at a low going back to when the pandemic started, basically, of March of 2020.
You see, I think we're hitting that herd immunity level that we'd hoped to hit, and these numbers, I mean, they were kind of... They were moving anyway. I mean, Dr. Fauci and the rest of the scientists, I mean, they do the best that they can, but you don't know until you know. And right now, like you said, a month ago, we probably hit herd immunity, but they were, they were trying to counterbalance all this bad narrative, because when Trump was president, they were talking about vaccines, and remember, the vice president wasn't even going to, if Donald Trump was going to get it, I'm not going to, take any vaccine, from Donald Trump, and she kind of laughed about it. And now here she is swallowing her words and her laughter, trying to sell everybody on why everybody needs to get vaccinated. But again, which little is said, Rand Paul brought it to bear last week when he talked about what about those of us who have already had the disease? We have our natural immunity. We're part of that herd context, aren't we? We've
if
got more from Adam.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
Can you take care of the windows?
Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Yeah, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
I know they're spending your money nonstop, but look at, there is hope. I believe reason will take over, but we have to do this at the ground level. It's going to be bottom up, not top down. I mean, top down is what got us into this mess to begin with. And this is why Adam Andrzejewski's call to everyone is that we need to have the local eyes and ears on the matter. You see the wasteful spending that's taken place in your communities. You may not know exactly what it is, but what you do know, then you need to send to Adam right away. You don't have to do a full-blown investigation. You know, Adam and the team will finish out the investigation for you. Just tell us what you're observing, okay? Send him an email, adam@openthebooks.com, and they'll take it from there because we need to find out what's going on because you know our money is being wasted. You see this all the time. The earmarks now are back and, you know, and it's only going to get worse under this Democratic, this Democratic administration, Adam, because they're too beholden. And it's almost like this government is a government by committee. You know, you wonder, you know, where Joe Biden is in all this deal, because any kind of vision or idea that he may have had or could barely explain that he had is all swallowed up by particularly the extreme left of this party. So that I want to put that aside for a moment, and I want to talk about something that you feature at OpenTheBooks.com, and that's the waste of the day. Let's break that down. What's going on?
So every single day, we publish at Real Clear Policy, a waste of the day. On a weekly basis, we take all of that and put it on our website at openthebooks.com. So just from last week, or, you know, on Monday last week, we ran an example of the waste of the day was the Penn State administrator who failed to report the Jerry Sandusky sex crimes over at Penn State back in the day. You know, those were the sex crimes with minors.
Right.
He actually received a $330,000 public pension for the rest of his life. So he had failed to he had actually pled guilty to endangering the welfare of children in March of 2017. He was sent to prison. He was released in September of 2017, but he still got his public pension.
Wow, $330,000, you said?
$330,669. So
that's per year.
That's per year. The rest of his life.
Unbelievable.
Pennsylvania does have a pension forfeiture law that would strip a pension from a public employee convicted of job-related crimes, but this one, I guess, fell between the cracks, allowing him to continue to collect it.
Unbelievable. So this was the waste of the day you reported last week, and you report these every
Harry
week.
Harry Sandusky himself,
yes.
He's
yes.
serving a 30 to 60-year prison sentence, convicted on 45 counts of sexually abusing young boys, you know, from over a 15-year period.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still getting his pension, which is about $60,000 a year.
Wow. $60,000 a year. Unbelievable. Well, and this is the kind of stuff that's happening with our money and why we're looking at $30, $35 trillion of indebtedness here as it continues to get out of control. But as we, you know, enunciated quite clearly initially, that the local level is abounding as well. You've got all these local entities that are, they're fat with cash now. You know, so when they talk about the people who have done so well, Adam, you know, during this past year with COVID, you know, you get these billionaires that have just collected trillions of dollars. It seems like, you know, there's been some states that have fared well and some of these administrations that have done well. Thank you very much, COVID. And maybe that's why they chose to drag out all these draconian measures and lockdowns that we've been stuck with.
Exactly. So, you look, the next waste, we'll run through these, you know, some of these quickly. United Airlines, they've received a $7 billion COVID bailout. And then we noticed they're outsourcing 2,500 catering jobs. So they take our money and then they outsource employees. And so that's been proposed. And so we highlighted that proposal.
Mm-hmm.
We highlighted the fact that California spent over $320 billion last year. About $100 billion of it, plus their big bailouts, were from Washington, D.C., our money, and they refused to disclose a single transaction. So our organization at OpenTheBooks.com, we're suing them for the state checkbook. Here's another one.
Adam, real quick, let me interrupt you just a second. Here they are, they're spending the people's money, and there's no transparent regulation or anything like that? I mean, this is the people's money. They owe the people, you know, an accounting for that money, do they not?
They do. Look, we get it from 11. We get the checkbook from 11,000 cities right now. We get it from the federal government since 2006. We get it from 49 out of 50 states. We had to sue Illinois and Wyoming back in the day. We were successful in those suits, and we expect to be successful in the Golden State as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, the governor's a little busy these days dealing with the recall, but that's a whole other story. But regardless,
he needs to weigh in on this suit because the state controller, Betty Yee, refuses to turn over even a single transaction. She said, her words, she can't locate any of them, which
what?
Is laughable.
She can't locate any of them. Is this unbelievable?
To the effect, but because of the way that claims are paid and batched, she can't locate a single transaction. Subject to our Freedom of Information Act request, she cited no law to not disclose a single transaction. Of course, she can't cite a law because the law, we feel, is with us.
Yes.
She used that as an excuse to turn over nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's no wonder with that kind of attitude, the state of California can't seem to run a free and fair election themselves. Just saying on the side. Okay, go ahead and pick up some more waste reports that you've got.
So here's a $1 million study. $1 million went to Cornell University for a study where it hurts the most to be stung by a bee. And the answer, they paid a guy, you know, the U.S. National Science Foundation gave $1 million to the Ivy League school, even though they're holding, you know, billions, the Ivy League, the eight schools of the Ivy League are holding $140 billion in their endowment collectively. Cornell's a part of that. $1 million of our tax dollars go for this study. The scientist Michael L. Smith used the million to sting himself on different parts of his body and rank the pain from 1 to 10. And they'll guess where, what body part it hurts the most to be stung by a honeybee.
Well, I got to imagine somewhere in the private parts. Just saying.
Well, people guess that.
Yes. Was that the number one answer? Was it the eyeball or something?
That was only like an 8 or a 9. A 10
really?
Was nostril.
The nostril was the most, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. We read the study.
Well, that's important to know, by the way. That is really, in this era of COVID, that is worth $1 million to know that, you know.
Here,
so
there was the exact finding.
Maybe it's to keep other stupid people from trying to go and get their private parts stung, to say, no, he misjudged. We need a recount here or something. All right, go ahead.
Stings to the nostril were especially violent, immediately inducing sneezing, tears, and a copious flow of mucus, the report noted.
Mm-hmm. And this is from one person. This is one person.
Of our money.
How unscientific. We're going to do this with one person. I mean, he didn't even, you know, go to the team. Remember those crazy guys, Johnny and his buddies and his team of knuckleheads? They had the, you know, what was it, the Jackass series or whatever they call it. And they were going doing all these harmful things to themselves, these juvenile things. They could at least had, you know, 5 or 6 of those guys. And probably for $1 million, they would have done that. But you get one guy. What a brilliant scientific investment for $1 million here, right?
And look, if anyone listening to the program thinks government has ever run well, I mean, you and I, Bill, we remember William Proxmire. He gave the Golden Fleece Awards, one of his early awards. We went back and researched this. $60,000 was paid by the National, I think it was the National Science Foundation, to study the measurements of 429 flight attendants. That won a Golden Fleece Award back in the day. The government has never run well. I mean, could you imagine that study being done today?
Well, yeah. They kind of do that now, but now it's not necessarily flight aids. It's all kinds of other, you know, gullible people. But they turned it into a business to get that kind of money to go and get the measurements of a flight attendants. This is unbelievable. Well, you know.
It is.
Only in America.
Well, that's dumb, but let me give you one example that's even dumber. Congress just brought back earmarks.
Yes.
So there's been now 3,309 new earmarks proposed by 324 members of Congress to cost taxpayers $10 billion. And out of that $10 billion, Republicans have earmarked more than Democrats.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Exactly. Well, and 6 out of the top 7 of the top earmarkers were actually Republicans. 14 out of the top 25 were Republicans. So if you think Republicans have your back to limit the size, scope, and power of government, I think we all need to think that through again.
This is amazing. I mean, you know, the earmarks were set aside. They brought them back, and they're coming back with a vengeance. Adam, what's the whole point of all this? I mean, again, it all comes to me when you follow the money and about sustainability of a politician. It's all about buying votes, isn't it?
Well, it is. I'm going to give you 3 Republican earmarks right here. Adam
Kinzinger. Okay, we got about a minute left, so go ahead.
He's an anti-Trumper. He proposed 2 earmarks, a total of $2 million, $1 million each, to build 2 new YMCAs in his district.
Mm-hmm.
You got $1.2 for the Canandaigua trolley from Republican upstate New York Congressman Chris Jacobs. You got $19 million from Don Young. He's a Republican. He's the longest serving member of Congress from Alaska, and he wants to build a new fire station in Kodiak, Alaska, with your money. Why can't they build their own fire station
exactly
with their own money?
Yeah, what a novel idea. What is it? Is this their way to get their name on a building or something?
Well, I'm sure the fire station would be named after him, right?
You know that to be the case. Adam, remind everybody how they can be in touch with you.
OpenTheBooks.com. Come sign our petition to urge Congress to read the bill.
Adam Angieski has been with us. Thank you, Adam. Take care, buddy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bukowski.